As promised earlier today, Ken Dimash, our good buddy, is here. It's always a party when you show up, Ken.
Let's go!
Well, it is past 11 now.
It's past 11.
Right. Good to see you.
Why stop now?
Yeah, you've been driving around St. Louis, but then from your home base there, all over the country, really.
All over the country, yeah. All over the world, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I was in Nassau and Bimini doing shows there. I was on a cruise. I was on a boat.
Really?
I was on a boat.
Now, do you get seasickness? I did not at all.
Well, I did not at all. The last day, it was like we were on the water for like 8 days, and I did a show in Nassau and Bimini and all this, and the very last day, I was up on the upper deck hanging with some folks, and I had my back to the direction the boat was going, and all of a sudden, I guess we had choppy waters. That's when I was like, this is not so great. This is not the best feeling. And then I went, we did like this hotel room party, like an impromptu, somebody had a suite. They literally just told a bunch of people on the boat, we were just rocking out. And I sat down and I'm like, oh, I don't feel all that great. So I had a few beers. It worked out fine.
Yeah, some beers that weren't broken.
They were not broken. Yeah. They worked well. They worked well. I mean, the decisions made meant not being so bright, but
You have the new song out by that title.
Yes.
I think you might have maybe mentioned it the last time you were here, but...
That's fun. Yeah, no, this one just wrote itself so quickly. You'll hear people talk about how they write music and all that kind of stuff, and it can be a real process. I've had songs that have taken 10 years for me to finish, like legit. Like, you'll look back and go, oh my gosh, that's from 2000 and what? You know, and then you're just in studio 10 years later because you just couldn't get the bridge right and all that. But This Beer's Broken was just one of those funny songs where you're just writing it and it's just fun and funny. And then it's serious and has a twist and then you're done. And it's just a buddy of mine doing a party next week. A buddy of mine's like, hey, can you send me the chords? We want to learn that song because they have a whole band there and everything. I'm like, it's E, A, and B. It's like, Kenny doesn't have to write real complicated music. You know, I break it all down to three chords pretty much. And it is, it's literally three chords.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's got summer written all over it, I think,
awesome.
Too.
So awesome.
Why don't we give it a spin today? Ken Dimash, This Beer is Broken.
Hey, bartender, I got a beef to pick with you. Been sitting here drinking beer, dang near all afternoon. And I'm still waiting for it to help me get over this. It needs to kick in soon. 'Cause I'm still feeling the pain. I hate to complain. This beer's broken. Still broken too. 'cause I'm still broken too.
Ken Dimash, his latest, This Beer is Broken. Good stuff. You brought along some props for the radio, which are always important.
I did. You've got your can. I've got mine. Here, hold on.
It really doesn't feel like there's anything in there.
What do you got?
I don't know. It doesn't do that.
No, it won't. You got to twist your top.
Twist it? Wait a minute.
He's got a beer can, but it has a twisty top.
I was waiting for a snake.
That would be better. That would be the best.
What do we have here?
Beer socks.
Oh, beer socks.
It's like bubbling up beer socks.
Oh, I see. Sure.
That's the gag. You think you're getting a beer, and it's beer socks, and then the label has it as the
this beer is broken.
This beer is broken. Hope this hit single knocks your socks off. That's me being a dork. And then and mine is actually a sparkling water.
Oh, sparkling
looks
water.
Like a beer. Wow. So I can just, sit on the air and not be looking for, does anybody have a glass of water?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like, it's so funny to do this.
Yeah.
I was on the air and I didn't lead up to it. I just kind of took it out, popped it, and I started drinking it. And the guy's like, what? You drinking a beer? And I'm like, oh, you want one? And I give him one. And he's like, he's all confused. He's like, what's going on, man?
It is broken.
Yours is broken. Mine's doing great, brother.
Well, maybe if it was the real deal, my show would sound a lot better.
You know what? It's not. They need to be drinking it. Yeah. We sound a lot better.
That's right. Your audience.
That's 100%.
You probably used that at a show before.
Yes. Or, if my wife isn't really thinking my jokes are funny, she needs to drink a better drink.
Right, right.
And I think there's some truth to that, too. Beer does some stuff. Tequila does different stuff.
Yeah, right.
And whiskey does other stuff.
That's right.
I think they should market it by the mood you want to get from
that's
it.
That's true.
I'm thinking. I think we're onto that.
Yeah. The thing about wives, you mentioned your wife, is mine says, that was funny 5 times ago.
Or my kids. If I'll be telling a story on the air, they'll be like, oh no, here he goes again.
Here he goes.
We have to hear this one again? Anyhow. So, good times.
So when you're doing a show, you do your songs. You must do some covers once in a while. Have a little fun.
I do.
With that.
Not much. It's really funny. Usually, I was doing a show in Wisconsin. We were just talking. I just came from Wisconsin. This is like 3 years ago. I'm getting ready to do the show. And my son, he's really like a savant at piano and stuff. And he's really cool. And I'm like, he just learned it immediately. We were talking about how hard, you must learn easily. It's like, no. Next to him, no. But I'm like, yeah. He's like, what's up? I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out what songs to do. I don't know if I should do any covers. And he's like, what are you, a beta? I'm like, what? He's like, you're Kenny D. You're an alpha. You do your songs.
Yes.
I was like, that was cool. So I go into the show with this, don't be a beta, And I go in and I'm rocking out. And it was fun. I mean, it was really fun. And then somebody's like, do you do any covers? I'm like, I could try. And I went ham on it. And they're in the audience. They're like, so you do covers.
You do?
I'm like, but my son talked me off of that, He made me feel like I wasn't like staying true to me, and playing my stuff, but it was pretty funny.
You always play covers when you come to WRCO because you play.
You're just trying to do a
stump the DJ.
Yeah, I heard you as I was driving. So this is the segment where I'm going to do some acoustic cocktails, if that's cool, since we've got our beers and we're hanging out. These fake beers.
I got socks.
Socks. Doesn't that just socks?
Sounds like Charlie Brown.
So if you were here, you'd see that I've got a coffee in one hand. I've got water and a fake beer. It's still only 11. Why stop now?
It is.
Okay, so maybe not so much 100% stump. Maybe it will. But I'll do some songs. See if you can guess them. And then these are not my songs. That'd be funny. I'll just play my songs. Like, never heard it.
I might know some of them.
And then I made some down here. I don't know if they'll be twist or not. But I'd like to mix some together. See if you can figure out who the artists are.
Oh, like a medley.
Yeah, I'll do a medley.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring.
fire. Ring of fire. I think you can guess that one.
With Johnny Cash, or are you being tough on me? Merle Travis, Merle Kilgore. I'm sorry, Merle Kilgore. With June Carter wrote.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna fight them all. Civil Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Dig their time right behind my back. I'm talking to myself at night, 'cause I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
White Stripes,
yeah. And the words coming through my eyes said, leave it alone. One, two, the princess. Princess here before you, and that's what I said now. The princess.
Spin Doctor.
Yeah.
I love that song, too.
Yeah.
Hanson.
Oh, you got that. Okay, we're going to mess with you hard now.
Uh-oh.
I like the path around the beat. And I like the way it's on your knees. I like the way you still say please. When you're looking back at me, you're like my favorite dang disease. Anybody? And now I know who you are. It wasn't that hard just to figure you out. Now I didn't. I feel like I stumped.
I think
the
you
DJ.
Did. I think it, I know the song, but I'm not. It's not coming
to me.
It's
pretty obscure. That's a Nickelback song.
Oh, okay. So you're getting a little bit further in the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, that's true.
For the old boy here, you know. So you gotta harken back a little bit, maybe.
I know Phil's weakness.
Who's to know if your soul won't fade at all? The one you sold to fool the world. You gave up on your dreams alone. The way, yeah. Good God, they're coming out with reasons. Good God, you figured it out. Good God, it's changing all the seasons. I feel some, so follow me down and just fake it. If you're out of direction, fake it. If you don't belong, just fake it. If it feels like affection, oh.
See there. Seether.
Oh, yeah.
Seether, fake it.
Okay.
I went way off.
Yeah, you did.
I'll come back. I'm going to come back. Sorry. Can I do a few more?
They all sounded familiar.
Yeah, well, I was kind of messing around in the same key.
I'm just going to drink my socks.
Have another. You know, the beer's not working, Phil. You need another. You need a real one, not a pair of socks.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Always fun when you show up, man.
All right. I'm going to bring it back into some zones that make sense.
All right.
I got to figure out how not to give this one away.
Oh.
I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. And I swear most Sundays I'm drunk than I am in church. Hardcover King James, only been licking dust on the nightstand. I don't know the words to say by the time I fold my hands. 'Cause I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So tell me, who the heck am I? Who the heck am I to expect a savior? Oh, 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 if I only talk to God, I need a favor. Lord, I need a favor. No? Jelly Roll!
Oh, yeah.
Hat down, crosstown, living like a rock star. Spent a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings, and Bentley sports bras. Driving down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no money through all that. Like a loud boy, just lead on back. Wish I could go on back and just ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse down to Old Town Road. Gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse down to Old Town Road. Gonna ride till I can't no more. Little Billy Ray Cyrus.
Absolutely.
On top of Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
My love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. And I'm feeling so electric, that's right.
If you get this one, I'll freak out.
No, I probably won't.
Yeah. I got you. All right. You're my starlight. I got you. All right. Well, come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
That's Dua Lipa, so there's no way.
No, no.
You're like Dua Lipa, levitating. Well, yeah, we're doing some.
I know
some
all these
pop
artists.
Songs.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
WRCO, because why wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, when Ken Dimash is here.
Let me think if I can get this other one. I had another one in my head. Let's see. I wrote one down. Let's see. Where did it go?
You haven't done Smoke on the Water yet.
I have not done. Oh, no. Here we go. My brain is. This is stumping myself. I had something fun.
Stump
here.
The artist.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Oh, that's right. I'm stumping myself. I have a song in my head. It's almost out here. Let's see. How did it work? She's country.
Go from Jason Aldean to AC/DC.
AC/DC and Jason Aldean sound
you,
like
you got the A's taken care of.
I think you scored well.
Oh yeah, when you,
I went a little off the
late '90s, early 2000s. I'm a little hazy on those.
Yeah, those just stick in my DNA. I just keep popping up.
You're just a little younger than me. That's probably why.
Those, I mean, I just yeah, you're right. You grow up on certain songs and they stick in your head.
You do.
You got Hanson brothers, so you have some explaining to do.
Mm-bop. Well, I had a daughter that was 7 years old at that time.
There you go. I wrote some notes down. There's a lot of directions I should have taken that. Yeah.
But I actually can say, kind of guiltily, that I kind of like that song.
That song was number one all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's funny. You like watch their shows. That's their song.
Oh, yeah.
That's the concert, man.
The Hanson brothers are still playing that.
Yeah, they still play that song, and that song is just great somehow. Yeah. You know, I mean, how fun is that?
That's a fun song.
Yeah, we gotta figure out our set, guys. Yeah, what are we going to play?
Mbop.
I think we start with Mbop. All right. In the middle, what are we going to do? I think we break it down and do like more of an acoustic breakdown of Mbop. What's the close? I think we get the full band in on that. Maybe bring in an orchestra and a choir. Let's do Mbop. I think we do. Tell you what, I'm going to go back and work on the lyrics. I don't want to forget them. Yeah, let's not do that.
Exactly.
How awesome is that?
I wasn't always sure what they were saying. You know,
nobody was. It was just, but you could sing along. Mbop.
Yeah. I know the chorus.
Truthfully, I love mixing songs together because if I forget the second chorus, well, you know what? Let's just go to another song.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you know, if you're doing Sweet Home Alabama, you get to the second verse, you go into Kid Rock's all summer long, and you don't have to worry about messing it up.
Sure.
And you come back in, and by the time you're all confused, so is the audience, but we don't care.
And then you go to Werewolves of London.
100%. Yeah. That not everybody knows that. Yeah, you're right, dude.
Good stuff. Ken Dimash in the studio, always a party when he shows up. Welcome back to our improv today here. Ken Dimash is on the air with us, talking about his new music, This Beer's Broken, and just kind of playing Stump the DJ, having fun.
I'm surprised you let me back. I thought we were going to go for a break, and Kenny, you need to get out of here.
Yeah, Kenny.
Yeah, we don't play Dua Lipa on our show. and Mbop, you can do that all day.
Mbop. Yeah, that's all right.
You're good. You were good with Mbop. Yeah, you took a turn there. You didn't use a blinker, and you were off into a construction lane.
Right. We know all about that. And I've got my custom hat on now.
Yes, this beer's broken hat.
Yeah, that's very nice. So, very good. And you're going to do a brand new one that's not even out yet.
You're cool with it. We were just joking about doing lyrics. I can forget all the lyrics, and nobody will know.
Yeah.
Because it's not out yet.
You're still writing it.
So this song, just jump into it real quick. Can I tell you?
I think so. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
You know, This Beer's Broken song, that was born out of kind of, you know, like the humor of, man, this isn't working. This next song I'm going to do, it's called Till I Do. Okay. It was born out of like two different parties really that went way too long, way off the rails, and I was just so, I was in such bad shape for like 10 days, like trying to get better from it. You know what I mean? It's like one was in Nashville and it just lasted too late and it was rough. And like almost 2 weeks later, I was having lunch with a buddy and he's like, "How you doing, Kenny?" And I'm like, "Still not great. Still not great, man." It's like, I swear, I was like still hungover. It was just, I broke something in my head. And he's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm never doing that again." And then I pause and I'm like, "Till I do." And it was one of those things. I said that out loud and I'm like, "Hold on a minute." I took out my phone. I started writing this whole song because I'm like, "That's funny. That cracks me up and it's real." So,
you didn't learn your lesson.
Yeah, I did not. I did not. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm done staying out till 4:30. I'm not putting myself in that spot again. We can worry about the things I might have said. I swear if I can just get up off of the floor. I'm not drinking anymore. Never drinking again, Phil.
Oh,
till I do. Till I do. Till I forget about the pain and all those stupid things. Till I start feeling bulletproof. Like I just can't lose. Till I do. You know, I'm not falling in love no more. I'm done begging to a slamming door. I'm not putting my heart in that spot again. We can worry about the things I might have been. I swear she broke me deep to the core. I'm not falling in love no more. No, no. Till I do. Till I do. Till I forget about the pain and all those stupid things. Till I start feeling bulletproof. Like I just can't lose. Till I do. Till I do. The consequences and regrets. By now you think I might have learned something about the ways of the world and women. I'm not making these same mistakes ever again. Again, again, again now. Never again. Never again. Never again. Till I forget about the pain and all those stupid things. Till I start feeling bulletproof. Like I just can't lose. Till I do. Yeah, that's right. It's me again. Yeah, I'll be by a little bit later and pick you up.
Yeah. Ken DeMash, yeah. Brand new.
Yeah, you know what?
WRCO exclusive.
Yeah, I don't know if when I'm ever coming back. I don't know if I am. Till I do. Till I do. I don't think Phil's ever having you back.
It's a song that never ends.
You ever gonna? I think till I do. Anyway. And when I'm playing it, it's hysterical. It's like you kind of be your finish. It's a song that doesn't stop. It's a nugget that doesn't stop giving, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good thanks
stuff.
For letting me play that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back with more after the break here. Ken DeMash still in the studio with us. We haven't kicked him out yet.
I thought you were. I thought we were done. And I go, "Are we done here, Phil?" He's like, "Oh, you can play another one."
Until you don't.
Until I do.
Until you do, or you don't. Yes.
So we're doing that again, right?
Yeah. Something like that. Oh, boy. The song that never ends. Anyway, good to have you along. How can people get a hold of your music?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my name is Ken DeMash, which is spelled D-O-M-A-S-H. If you look up any of the music, like the one we have out right now, This Beer is Broken, you'll find me, Ken DeMash. You can go to Instagram, under, you know, Ken DeMash. You can go Facebook, Ken DeMash, TikTok. Like a lot of this stuff I'll put out on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook just to keep it out there and all the different radio visits and shows. Website has everything, streaming, or you can tune in right here, listen to Phil. He's playing it.
Absolutely.
That's how you find me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were even throwing out there. We're going to try and figure out a way to do a show out here. With,
yeah.
See if that,
try to get you back
can
here.
Come together. I would love that.
Do a legit show.
This is fun. I mean, I like looking at you, but I'd much rather see all your listeners in person, frankly. I mean, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You do too.
We're trying to plan something at the auditorium, so hopefully we can make that work.
That would be awesome. That'd
absolutely.
Be awesome.
One that we played a lot of yours, it kind of reminds me of summer. I always kind of had maybe like a little bit of a Tim McGraw feel, like a song that he might have done.
Do you know, I don't know how much time we have, how funny that is you said that, because that song is in my head when I was writing that. For real, that whole...
something like that?
Yeah, that whole... How's that go?
You had a barbecue stand.
Barbecue stand on my white t-shirt. She was killing me with that miniskirt. Skipping rocks by the river, by the railroad tracks.
That whole feel, I just love the visual of that song. So yeah, with the song Imagining, it was written in the same memory. Would be the best way to say it. I've got chills saying that. It's written as if I had that same memory of that girl. And in my story, it's a girl that... You know, I was a dork. I didn't know how to meet her. I didn't know how to turn that into anything. I was just picturing how it could be. And then in the song, the twist is how now you're looking back, you know, and you can still picture that moment, which is kind of what I felt Tim McGraw did with that song. I think the song was brilliantly written.
Very much so. Ken Dimash, by request.
All right, yeah, from Phil.
Imagining.
She had her long legs dangled from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. And even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining having me, just having me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Having me, just having me, some tan lines and cut-off jeans. All the things that we could have been, I was imagining. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And when her mama called and it was time to go in, I tried to find ways to make it never end. Swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining. Having me, just having me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Having me, just having me, some thin lines and cut off jeans. All the things that we could have been, I was imagining. That summer came and that summer went. It was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I can still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and that smile, now all I can do is grin. When I think back to that summer wind, I was imagining. Having me, just having me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Having me, just having me, some tan lines and cut off jeans. All the things that we could have been, I was imagining. Wow, I was imagining. Wow. She had them long legs dangled from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always good to see you, brother.
Cheers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you to the listeners, too.
Beer socks, yes.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You bet.